The Transport Secretary has been defending rail fare rises, saying they have to cover very sharp wage increases in the industry. Liv has called the 3.1% average jump a disgrace. Campaigners were handing out leaflets with the phrase Tory rail rip-off to commuters in Oxford earlier. And Bruce Williamson from Rail Future Thames Valley says people aren't happy.
The government's excuse is, well, it pays for improvement, it pays for investment. But quite often we don't see that. If you can't see what you're getting for your money, there's no apparent improvement. It's understandable that passengers won't feel very happy about it.
We're doing a poll on Twitter to see what you lot reckon about the rail fare increase. Today, rail fares have gone up on average by 3.1%. There have been protests outside stations, including Oxford and Oxford Parkway. 1 in 7 trains were delayed last year. And Bruce Williamson from Rail Future Thames Valley says the government needs to do more.
We still have, you know, very, very expensive railways compared to European countries. Obviously, Oxford's a very expensive place to live. So it's just a terrible sort of hit in the wallet that makes people think they're not getting value for money.
The rail industry says the rise is to help build a better railway system. But what do you lot think? You can get involved in our Twitter poll at JackFM News.